Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Monday, January 12th. I'm Jonathan Linden, in for Elizabeth Arkalian. Public school districts across California have recently faced a tidal wave of lawsuits alleging child sex abuse. A new in-depth investigation documents hundreds of settlements negotiated by California school districts.
As we were looking over these hundreds and hundreds of settlement agreements, we saw more and more that school districts were adding confidentiality clauses or non-disparagement agreements.
We'll speak with one of the reporters who spearheaded the investigation, which includes settlements involving the Visalia Unified School District. That conversation in just a moment.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Fresno State, providing short courses and activities for everyone 50 and better. Spring semester registration begins January 14th. More info available at fresnostate.edu/OLLI. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, where learning never ends.
And now to our feature story. When parents send their children to school, it's reasonable to expect that the adults there will keep them safe. But if a teacher or coach violates that agreement and abuses a student, the school district has to handle their part in the fallout. And a new report reveals school districts across the state are settling sex abuse cases largely behind the scenes, including here in the San Joaquin Valley. The report claims school districts are also employing a legal technique designed to silence victims from speaking out after they settle. I recently spoke to reporter Matt Hamilton. He and reporter Harriet Ryan published a Los Angeles Times investigation that looked into these settlements. Matt starts our conversation by explaining why there's been so many sex abuse allegations in recent years.
There have been an enormous number of sex abuse settlements across California, and they're really for a few reasons that go back to our legislature. In 2019, California lawmakers decided to change the rules around who can file lawsuits over past sex abuse and when they can file them. So people who may have experienced sex abuse in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, suddenly, with a new law that was passed in 2019, known as AB 218, they could claim that they no longer had a lawsuit that they could no longer file. Suddenly, they were able to file it. And this was not just for school districts. It was for people, institutions, really any organization that deals with children suddenly had this new risk that they were looking at. And school districts, like with the Boy Scouts, like with the Catholic Church, a variety of other institutions have all been hit with a deluge of lawsuits from people alleging past sex abuse. And that has resulted in millions of dollars, billions of dollars in settlements being paid out across the state.
Yeah, we in particular here with Central Valley Daily have covered some of those settlements that were happening with the Mormon Church. But so in your recent reporting with the LA Times, alongside reporter Harriet Ryan, you both uncovered documentation for all these settlements across California with different school districts. Can you tell us about how you first got wind of these large sex abuse payouts happening at California school districts? And what did it look like to get all this documentation for all these cases?
We had heard anecdotally that there were these settlements being paid out, and there just was not much attention being paid to them. And so Harriet Ryan and I, we both worked at the LA Times, we decided we'd reach out to every school district in California. California has an enormous number of school districts. It has over 930. We sent the same public records request to every school district, basically asking what settlements they've paid out, what claims or lawsuits they've been hit with since the passage of AB 218, this new law, really kind of trying to create our own list of what school districts have paid out and when, and what claims are they facing that they've not yet settled or gone to trial or otherwise fought. So we really wanted to create our own list because these are cases that have no central repository. So it's hard to get a sense of what the impact of the law is because no one's keeping track of it. So we as reporters tried to create our own database to keep track of it and get a sense of what the actual numbers are.
Yeah, it is a very extensive list, and people can look up their specific cities or school districts and things like that. And so your report centers in part on the Tulare County city of Visalia. Can you tell us a little bit more about what happened exactly with the school district in Visalia?
Visalia was one of several school districts in the state that have added extra language to their settlement agreements. So just to back up, when someone sues someone else or a school district and they reach a settlement, they come up with a contract or settlement agreement that governs how exactly they are going to resolve the dispute. And as part of our public records reporting, we had requested every settlement agreement that school districts have executed in relation to sexual misconduct or sexual abuse. And so as we were looking over these hundreds and hundreds of settlement agreements, we saw more and more that school districts were adding confidentiality clauses or non-disparagement agreements or other language that would just make it very difficult for the public to ever learn that A, that sex abuse had allegedly occurred, and B, that the school district was agreeing to pay out thousands, in some cases millions of dollars, to resolve allegations of sex abuse. And as we kept our reporting, we saw Visalia had at least five settlements that we would categorize as secret settlements in the last few years, because the language in the settlement agreement was so restrictive. You know, we're talking about the school district coming to an agreement with women claiming they were sexually abused as children, saying, you know, the women, their lawyers, and their families can't disclose any aspect of the deal or the amount that they're paid. It has instructions on the type of language that people can use to say, you know, if someone asks you about how your lawsuit was resolved, you can only say, quote, the matter has been resolved, quote, without any further elaboration, discussion, or disclosure. What stood out to me was that in Visalia, there was also a language that said people could not encourage others from filing public records requests in order to determine the nature of the settlement agreement. So it was very restrictive, and we're really talking about taxpayer dollars here. You know, schools are run, financed by our taxes. And this is how school leaders and attorneys for school districts are trying to quietly resolve sex abuse claims and really keep the public in the dark for a number of reasons about what's being paid out, why it's being paid out, and who, if anyone, at the school district is involved in that.
Yeah, and that leads me to ask, what is it about settling these cases that would cause abuse victims to find this as an attractive option, even if it means signing a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, and how is this advantageous for school districts?
For school districts, a settlement agreement with some sort of confidentiality provision, they view it as, first off, as a way to protect their reputation. It also limits copycat lawsuits. You know, I think the fear is that a lawyer representing victims will use a settlement for a few million dollars as a marketing tool to try to get other victims to come forward, other clients, other people who may have interacted with the employee at the center of the allegations. They're really trying to limit their exposure and to ultimately save money by adding these restrictions. For the victims, the alleged victims, confidentiality is certainly appealing because they may not want other people to know they received this payout. You know, they're worried about their identity being disclosed, although most victims sue under some sort of pseudonym, either as a John or Jane Doe or by their initials. But I think there is, we're talking about sex abuse allegations. There's enormous amount of trauma, pain, suffering that accompany these incidents. We did find, I believe, two settlement agreements that specifically stated the alleged victim was seeking a certain remedy or certain measure of confidentiality. So that does exist, although it's clear from my reporting that it's the school districts largely driving this desire for secrecy.
And getting back specifically to this Visalia Unified case, did you reach out to them and what did they have to say about these NDAs that they were having people sign?
You know, we did reach out to Visalia Unified. Their spokesperson declined an interview request and I sent detailed written questions that did not elicit a response. That was also unsurprising to me because the nature of a confidentiality clause is it really hamstrings any sort of discussion, even though there is a taxpayer dollars were being used to do these payouts. You know, the district can point to that agreement as one reason not to answer any questions about what they did and why they did it.
And before I let you go, Matt, all this begs the question, should the public, especially parents, be concerned, especially if schools or districts have shown a history of trying to conceal or discreetly settle cases in the past?
I think the public should be concerned because I think that you're talking about how is your government using your tax dollars and is it doing so responsibly? And in these cases, it's hard to evaluate the effective use of taxpayer dollars if you don't know it's actually happening. So I think governments do have an obligation to be transparent, to be open with how they spend their money, how they spend our tax dollars. And so that was really driving a lot of the reporting. And, you know, I think though the school districts would say, the school district response to this would be, we are being responsible. And in our view, you know, secrecy or confidentiality is a way in which we are, you know, in the long view, trying to be responsible and prudent with our limited resources. So there's something that you can't really resolve there. But I think as a reporter, as a journalist, as a citizen, I stand on the side of, you know, transparency and openness in government is extremely important, especially in a democracy.
Investigative reporter Matt Hamilton, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Appreciate it.
Matt, alongside reporter Harriet Ryan, recently published in-depth reporting with the Los Angeles Times. According to Matt and Harriet's reporting, so far, Visalia Unified has settled 5 cases, totaling more than $14 million in payouts. Additionally, they report that school districts with over $2 million in payouts include Tulare Joint Union High School District, Porterville Unified Kern High School District, and Merced City School District. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Elizabeth Arkalian, me, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Jonathan Linden. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.